Strict Integrity to Mark the Christian, September 15th. Thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In all the details of life, Christians are to follow the principles of strict integrity. These are not the principles that govern the world, for their Satan is master, and his principles of deception and oppression bear sway. But Christians serve under a different master, and their actions must be wrought in God. They must put aside all desire for selfish gain. To some, deviation from perfect fairness in business deals may look like a small thing, but our Savior does not thus regard it. His words on this point are plain and explicit: "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." A man who will overreach in a small matter will overreach in a larger matter if the temptation comes to him. Christ's followers are obliged to be more or less connected with the world in business matters. In his prayer for them, the Savior says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." Christians are to buy and sell with the realization that the eye of God is upon them. Never are they to use false balances or deceitful weights. In every action of life, the true Christian is just what he desires those around him to think he is. He is guided by truth and uprightness. He does not scheme, therefore he has nothing to gloss over. He may be criticized, he may be tested, but through all, his unbending integrity shines out like pure gold. He is a friend and benefactor to all connected with him, and his fellow men place confidence in him, for he is trustworthy. Does he employ laborers to gather in his harvest? He does not keep back their hard-earned money. Has he means for which he has no immediate use? He relieves the necessities of his less fortunate brother. He does not seek to enlarge his possessions by taking advantage of the untoward circumstances of his neighbor. He accepts only a fair price for that which he sells. If there are defects in the articles sold, he frankly tells the buyer, even though by so doing he may seem to work against his own pecuniary interests. A man may not have a pleasant exterior, but if he has a reputation for straightforward, honest dealing, he is respected. A man who steadfastly adheres to the truth wins the confidence of all. Not only do Christians trust him, worldlings are constrained to acknowledge the worth of his character.